Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Several years ago, I was asked by a good friend of mine, Paul Carden, who has a ministry in Southern California, if I would put together some ideas for a pamphlet published by Rose Publishing. And if you've ever seen some of the quality products that Rose Publishing puts out, they are really good products. So the title of this pamphlet was 10 Questions and Answers on Mormonism. And it's a brief introduction to some of the basic tenets of Mormonism and a bit about Mormonism's history. And I might mention, it's not just my opinion on a lot of these things as far as what was included here. Certainly Paul was the general editor. But you know, Rob Bowman, who's a good friend of this ministry, also looked over this pamphlet before it was finalized and such and offered a few tips here and there. So he also contributed to it as well. So between myself and Paul Carden and Rob Bowman, I would say that you should feel pretty confident that this has some quality material, hopefully that'll help you in engage your LDS friends. For the month of April, we are offering a copy of 10 Questions and Answers on Mormonism to those who would help us financially with the efforts that we have here at MRM.
Yeah, and simply, if people want to get 10 Questions and Answers on Mormonism and the subtitle is Key Beliefs, Practices, and History, we'd like to send that out to you for a donation of $12.22 or anything above that with the 22-cent ending. And the reason why we put the 22-cent ending is it helps us when we get that electronic donation. We know then that you would like to get this brochure because some people may already have this pamphlet, which we're going to be talking about through this broadcast today. But if that's something you'd like to get, just go onto our website, mrm.org. There will be an article at the very top of the page, or you can just go straight to the donate button and make a donation with 22 cents at the end. Make sure in the note that you give us your address so that we could send that to your address in case we don't get that from PayPal. And also, if you would like to be on the mailing list, if you'd like to get our free newsletter to Mormonism Research, then you can just write in there that you would like to get the free subscription, and we'll add that in as well. But this is something we like to do, Bill, is offer the listeners something that is of value. And I think this is a good little pamphlet that a Christian would want to have, especially if you don't know very much about the topic of Mormonism.
Yeah, a lot of people really don't have time to go into a real in-depth study of not only Mormonism, but a lot of subjects. And that's understandable. It's, you know, all of us have busy schedules and such. But what Paul wanted me to do with this is to just offer some brief points on topics that probably we should at least know about Mormonism. So when we mention that there's 10 panels to this pamphlet, there's really more than just the 10 panels. It also includes a glossary of Mormon terms, which we often tell people if you're going to have a valid conversation with a Latter-day Saint, you most certainly want to make sure that you are speaking the same language and you understand some of the words that they use. Otherwise, you're going to be talking past each other. There's also a panel that includes a lot of resources that you might find interesting if you want to go on and study Mormonism a bit deeper than what this pamphlet offers. But one of the subjects that I want to talk about that's in the pamphlet has to do with why do Mormons build temples? And in tomorrow's broadcast, when we take up again looking at gospel principles, we're going to be talking about this very subject, and we do address it in this pamphlet also. But it has to do with baptism for the dead.
Yeah, this is what you write in this portion. It says, the rituals for both living and dead. Unlike chapels where members meet on a weekly basis, Mormon temples are special buildings in which various rites necessary for exaltation are performed. The ritual most often performed is baptism for the dead, whereby a living substitute is baptized on behalf of a deceased person. And then you give a quote from Joseph Smith and you give a few more sentences to explain that. So somebody who may not know very much about Mormonism, this I think gives a good idea. And then when you give the answer on the right side of this panel, it says the Bible teaches, you actually go into a verse that we need to talk about tomorrow, 1 Corinthians 15:29. And you refer to that and you say that Paul's comment about baptism for the dead in this passage refers to it as something that they, those who were denying the resurrection, do, not something Christians do. So this is an important verse, and in a simple way you were able to bring that out and explain that's not a good verse to use to support this major teaching of the Mormon Church.
Another panel deals with the subject of polygamy because many people, if they don't know a whole lot about the Mormon Church, they sometimes naturally assume that because the Mormons did practice polygamy in the 19th century, that they must be still doing it now. Now, you and I, Eric, because we deal with this subject on a daily basis, wonder how someone could actually do that. But we do come across people every once in a while who ask us if the Mormons still practice plural marriage. And of course, they don't, at least not the way it was practiced in the 19th century. And what I mean by that is the subject of polygamy is certainly not a dead issue in Mormonism. It's just that in the Mormon Church today, you would be excommunicated from the Mormon faith if they found out that you had more than one living wife at a time. That will get you into a lot of trouble. Now, in the 19th century, that's what got you saved. But now, that'll get you in trouble in the Mormon Church. But what it does mean is that a individual male in the Mormon Church could very easily be sealed for time and eternity to a wife. That wife dies, and that male husband can get remarried to another woman in a Mormon temple for time and eternity, as long as she was not sealed for eternity to another man previously. So what that means is, though that individual male will not have two living wives with them in this life, they'll have one living wife and one who is deceased, but after death, that Mormon male certainly has every hope of being with both of those women in the next life, or three of those women if the case may be.
What I like what you did in this pamphlet is you provided source references, and that is listed on one of the pages. You don't just say this is Bill McKeever's personal opinion, but you actually quote from the sources like we do on this radio show, as we do in our books and on our website. We don't want you just to take our word for it. We want you to see what these leaders have said. And I really like one of the panels that you did called Tips for Talking with Mormons. And you gave us some do's and don'ts. And these are great just as an overview. If you're trying to talk with your Mormon friends and maybe you're going about it the wrong way, well, one is the first point you made, don't assume that a Mormon defines a word the same way you do.
Yeah, as I mentioned before, defining our terms is absolutely essential. I don't know if we can even emphasize that enough. It's just, I guess, because we've seen so many Christians that have come to us thinking that their Mormon neighbor believes just like them, but yet when we ask them, did you define the terms? They say, well, why should I? It means they just missed a perfectly good opportunity for clarity in their conversation.
At the bottom of each of your sections, you also provide, you should also know. And I like how you do bring out some additional information. But you know, this pamphlet is not made for a scholar. If you're a scholar, this is not for you. But if you're somebody who just wants to get a grasp on this religion, maybe you're new to Utah, or maybe you don't live in Utah and you don't know very much about Mormonism at all, I think having that information available to you is going to be helpful. And then the way you've laid it out, it's just easy to read. They're narrow columns where you don't get lost in the reading of it, and you provide lots of pictures throughout that gives you an idea of what the topic is about.
Well, if you've ever seen any of the material that Rose Publishing puts out, they do quality work. They really do. I mean, this is a very good-looking pamphlet. I mean, when it finally came out, I thought, wow, they did another impressive job. And they do cover a lot of other subjects as well that have to do with the reliability of the Bible. They talk about archaeology, how our Bible came to be. They have a lot of other subjects as well. This is just one that happens to deal with the topic of Mormonism. And of course, living in the culture in which we live, certainly you would be irresponsible, in my opinion, to be a Christian living in Utah and fail to at least have somewhat of a grasp of what your neighbors believe. In fact, that's a line that I've often used with missionaries that have come to my door, because they'll always want to know, well, do you know anything about our church? I'll always say, yes, I am familiar with your church. And I will say to them, I personally think it would be irresponsible for me as a Christian to live in Utah and not know what my neighbors believe.
And one of the things that we find when Christians do move here, they don't expect what they're going to get. And so oftentimes we get phone calls or emails from people saying, what do I do? I have these Mormons talking to me, and they just don't know the differences. And as you said earlier, knowing the terms and understanding that there are differences, it's important. If you don't know that, then you're going to misunderstand and think that they're just another Christian denomination when they're not claiming to be another Christian denomination at all.
And one of the panels that we discuss about the Bible and its trustworthiness, we do have a little section on that. Of course, whole volumes have been written on that subject. We also talk about what actually entails Mormon scripture. And we talk about the four standard works, of course, the Bible, the Book of Mormon, the Doctrine and Covenants, and the Pearl of Great Price. But also, Mormons do believe in continuing revelation, that their leaders, by what they call this priesthood authority, have the ability, they believe, to give new scripture to members. Sometimes new scripture conflicts with some of the old stuff. And what I mean by the old stuff, by some of the old teachings of past leaders. And that can be very confusing sometimes for not only Christians, but even members of the LDS Church. That can be very confusing. But once again, how can people get a copy of this?
Well, what they need to do is go on our website, mrm.org, and either at the top of the page where we'll have a picture of this pamphlet, or you go straight to the PayPal donate button, orange button on the right hand side. Any donation of $12.22 or more, and it could be $13.22, $20.22, whatever you want, but end with that 22, that will be the key to us to send that to you. But make sure you do include your address as well. So easy to do. Just go to our website and make that donation through the month of April.
And as you've mentioned, because we are mailing this product to you, it's absolutely essential that we have your snail mail address. So don't assume we already have it. Put it in that little box. Make sure that your address is in there, and we'll make sure that you get a copy of this pamphlet titled 10 Questions and Answers on Mormonism. And we certainly do thank you for your support of this ministry.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Would you like to know more about the Mormon religion while learning how to share your Christian faith? Well, on Saturday, April 25th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., MRM's Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson will be delivering their Compassionate Boldness Symposium, Part 2, in Payson, Utah. This free PowerPoint presentation includes teaching about the role of Mormon prophets, the Book of Abraham, the LDS Doctrine of Eternal Progression, and what Mormon leaders have taught regarding exaltation and godhood. While it is part two, you don't need to have attended the first part. Now, in addition, Bill will also speak on the new Mormon temple on Friday, April 24th at 7 p.m. If you'd like directions or more information to Payson Bible Church, simply go to mrm.org. Once again, that's mrm.org. And then click on the link that says calendar, located right there at the upper left-hand side of the homepage. As always, we truly hope to see you there.